is the underworld.
Your car drive. We got to sleep.
Welcome to the underworld. This is Kaylee.
And Mike.
And we have a few guests in today.
Yes, we have the band Enticement. We've played their music on the show a couple times, last couple weeks, and we started off the show today with it. Hi, guys.
Hey.
What's going down?
Not much.
Now, you're going to have to get real close to those mics.
I'm going to get real close.
There we go.
Got to eat the mics.
How you doing?
Good. So everybody had a pretty long drive here today.
It was hot.
And the guy from Westboro, Mass. Made it first.
That's right. Woo! I was there first.
That'd be Al, the guitarist.
I got stuck behind a boat.
Thanks, Kay.
No problem.
I was stuck in Jill's car.
Hey.
I thought you were going to throw that button away.
No. I like the button. You don't get to play with the button.
Oh,
it's my button.
I had a hard time with buttons.
I do, but this button is easy. See?
That was easy.
That is easy. That's great, Kay.
I'm a little disappointed that's all that button does.
You gotta get close to the mic.
I thought it'd have a whole bunch of sayings, but just
the
one is kind of disappointing.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Meh.
So that second song that we just played was Drive by I. They're going to be our guests on the show next week.
And the first one was Love Like That Again by Enticement.
Hey, that's us.
Hey! All right. Oh,
what's the matter?
They drive me crazy. They're not working.
Does?
No, my headphones. That's why I threw them on the ground.
Yeah, we have that effect on our face.
Yeah. That's cool. We can deal with that. Well, why don't we play another Enticement song?
Okay.
Which one would you guys, what would you think would be the next one?
SOS.
SOS?
What number is that? Three? Okay.
All right, so this is SOS by Enticement.
Woohoo!
I've been wandering aimlessly for what seems like eternity. I've been drifting hopelessly in this sea of uncertainty.
Romeo, SOS, I'm losing a hope. SOS,
That was sweet. That's really loud.
Dude.
Bring me down just a little bit.
Thank you. Slider?
Yeah.
Which one? Okay.
I'm number two.
Yeah. Yep.
Just shut up. All right, so that was SOS by SOS by Enticement. We've got them in the studio with us right now. They're laughing at us just like
no, they're laughing at you. Okay. Scratch that. Cuz you're number 2.
That's just fine.
Laughter is good. We are laughing at you.
I'm comfortable with that.
Hey, we never had you guys introduce yourselves.
Yes, let's get everybody to tell us who you are and what you do.
Let's play the name game.
Hi, I'm Al on guitar.
I'm Kent. I do drums.
I'm Jill in vocals.
Swamin on the bass.
And in case you're curious, that was from right to left. Right to left.
Wait a minute, who's right?
Wait, what?
My right. The listener's right to the listener's left.
I'm confused now.
Unless I turn around backwards.
I'm not even going to attempt it.
No, Dad, this place is too small. We can't do that.
Now, I owe these guys an apology because I stuck my foot in my mouth on July 4th, Independence Day, on our first two-hour show. Not our first show, but the first time we did it for 2 hours. And we made a couple mistakes. One of them was that we played the wrong song.
I played the wrong song.
Kaylee made the wrong played the wrong song.
Because I hit the wrong button.
Yes. But I... Yeah, thanks, Kay. But I searching for something to say, kind of like I am now, and said that I didn't know of any Enticement shows that were coming up because they were having some personnel issues, and Swamin emailed me to give me the full story and thought everybody should hear the whole story because I didn't want their fans thinking that these guys aren't going to be around, they're not making music, anything like that. So lay it on us. What's
your deal? Care
to give us the whole story?
You want me to give it?
Yes, why don't you give it?
It is your story.
All right.
It's such a beautiful story at that.
Okay.
There's no lovely ladies involved, right?
Just pull that thing up real close.
Oh God, I hope not.
Basically, the story is it starts off like this. 2005 June, I was involved in an accident while I was at work, and I ended up breaking both my arms. And needless to say, that... wasn't good.
Yeah, that's got to be like the worst thing you could do as a musician.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't think that would be good either.
Well, ultimately, I had to go through a recovery process. And during that recovery process, I met these guys right here from Enticement. And we started to jam together, and the music started to come together really nice. And Enticement was formed. Started to run away with that. And got all kinds of excited, started playing, and we did some shows. We weren't paid for any of the shows we did, but needless to say, we did the shows. And that's kind of like a faux pas when you're out on occupational.
Yeah, so they look at you and say, you're too sick to come to work, but you can go rock out on the stage.
So, yeah, needless to say, I got the ixnay on the playskay. Ah.
Playskay. I don't know.
Ixgay?
Pig Latin or whatever.
Ixnay on the ixgay.
It's probably incorrect, yeah. But that's...
We understand.
That's the story of the Swamin.
We don't care if you're right or not. We just jump on any perceived problem.
Anyways, as it were, I have to say that presently I'm on a medical leave of absence. But Enticement is currently in the studio and an active band.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Excellent. I'm gonna let Al take it from there.
Take it, Al.
Yeah, active. Yeah, like up until midnight mixing songs and just trying to get everything together, keep it together while Swamin is going to physical therapy, and hopefully we might be able to raise his arm over his elbow at some point. Right, so the three of us have been recording, some little bit of writing, but mostly just a lot of recording to try and get the 10 or 11 or so songs we've got written down to a format we can turn around and give to people.
Cool, and how many songs have you finished? You're still working towards the 10 or 11, or you've got that many narrowed down and you're just preparing them for the full CD?
We have that many written. We just were working on recording.
Oh, very cool.
Basically, you have everything we've got so far.
we probably have a little bit more than that written. If you take some of the, we've got so much stuff that is just like piecemeal. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah, we got riffs all over the place. We've got lyrics written all over the place. I mean, she carries around this notebook that's just falling apart with lyrics falling out of it. And so
it's my life.
Yeah. I mean, if we put all the pieces together, like this big Frankenstein, there's probably another like 60 songs. But right now there's just 10.
Yeah. Well.
Right now there's 10 songs we know how to play.
Yeah, they're solid.
They got bass. They got drums.
They got Swat's cell phone ringing.
Yeah, whose cell phone is that? Is that mine? Swat. No.
So
wasn't me.
So you guys have been playing together since 2005?
Yes.
Like early late spring 2005.
September.
Oh wow. Yeah. So that's
almost
not
a year.
That's pretty quick to get to be getting, you know, well, getting some good songs
out.
Yeah,
that's an example of what I was saying earlier about how we gelled and how we we get into that garage and Kent will come and say, "Hey, I have this idea for a song." And then 2 weeks later we got Breathe.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's awesome.
I showed up one day. I was like, "Oh, I was just driving here, and I thought of these words for the song." And 45 minutes later, we had My Favorite Smell.
Or like a Love Like That, I think, was written in, I don't know, 20 seconds.
Yeah, the time it takes to play it.
The time it takes to play that song.
Yeah, the lyrics goes, "I had this really pretty ballad." Oh, ballad? I got an idea. I want to make it a ska tune.
I was kind of thinking a ballad for the band. We're like, yeah, okay.
I really want to sing this slow, jazzy. Dun, 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 dun. Not anymore.
Oops.
There's no other
hidden
man. It
was fun.
That
was a great song.
Well, let's play another one of your songs.
Sure.
And which one do you guys think we should do next?
I like Smell. Okay. What do you think, Spa?
Yeah, let's do that 45-minute Smell.
All right, okay. We'll be back to talk with the Anti-Smut War in a few.
Right on.
We are back. Oh, well, that's something I shouldn't say. Oh, well.
Yeah, you know you're back.
Dad's gonna smack me now. Okay. Ow!
Right off. Hey.
That one hurts.
I normally try to.
Why are you killing more brain cells?
I normally try to put the scars on the inside.
That's what they tell me every time I have to go to my therapist. Okay. Well, in case you haven't noticed, it's 99.5 degrees outside.
It's hot!
Hot!
I like it.
Y'all are psycho.
Dang, it's hot out
I'm
there.
With you, Kelly. This is freaking terrible.
No way.
I am dying.
Well, tonight, there is a severe thunderstorm watch with a high of 93, but it's 99 degrees right now, so that thing's wrong.
Or our thermometer's wrong.
Or maybe your face is wrong.
I refreshed it. No, that's just what it says.
Okay. Tonight, more thunderstorms with the low of 67. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high of 79. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low of 62. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 79. And Thursday night, chance of thunderstorms with a low of 65.
But right now,
it's hot.
It's hot. It's hot up in here. If I ever say that again, somebody smack me. Not you, because you hurt.
That's a violence. I say turn it up.
Last week she smacked me in the head with a mic, so yeah, I don't feel bad.
Who smacked you in the head?
You did.
When did I do that?
Mike me hit.
I don't remember.
Just about the time you were doing like this.
Hey, I like the buzzy thing. When did I hit you? Because I don't remember this.
Track one. We're going to play a song by Bottoms Up.
Nice. Yeah, those guys are awesome.
Yeah.
You know what?
Oh, not one. I'm sorry. Number two.
Yeah.
Number two. Like, yeah, not number one.
You're funny, Dad.
They're not just great musicians. I know those guys pretty well. I used to write for a magazine, Nona Soma.
Yeah.
And I interviewed those guys for the magazine. Awesome guys.
Yeah, they are. They're really great guys.
Down to earth, excellent people.
And they're all great musicians. And they've written some really great songs. This song, we haven't been able to play it up till now because we had to get the radio edit. Yeah, and so Jean, the drummer, right. Went through all the effort of getting us a radio edit of this. So this is Contagious by Bottoms Up. Contagious by Bottoms Up. Hi, John. Hi, guys. Hope you're listening. Hope anybody else is listening. Yes, I can.
He's going to smack me again. I can always bet you anything.
Mess up any word I try.
Can't go wrong with Bottoms Up.
Yeah, those guys are great. But we got another great band in the in the studio with us, Enticement.
Hey, that's us.
That's you guys. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Howdy. I heard they were awesome.
Yeah. Great
really
things
good
from
things.
Them.
So, I was going to ask a question, but I lost it, so we'll have to ask our standby. You want to take it, Kaylee?
Okay.
Okay.
How do you guys rock so hard?
Well.
Don't even try.
It might depend on what song you're listening to.
It all started in 1981 when I was born.
Go on. I hate when she says that.
Yeah.
I want that on the record.
I'm the baby.
Just kidding.
No. So Swamman started on guitar. He was just telling us, and swapped to bass when they couldn't find a bassist for Enticement.
Right.
And since then, feel like you should have been playing bass all along, huh?
Absolutely. I feel like I've found my
calling,
proverbial home, my musical proverbial home. I love it. It's feel like I should have been doing it all my life.
That's awesome. So
Absolutely love it.
You find that you can write. Write better, you know, thinking in bass terms, or does it have any effect with writing, or what? What are you laughing at?
I was pushing a button.
She's playing with headphone mixes and shit.
You don't have headphones, so you don't understand.
No, I don't.
She was torturing the band.
Yeah, I think I just scared him, which I didn't mean to do.
Okay.
And it's really hard to scare us.
Oh. Boo.
Okay, you got me on that one. You won't get me again.
Why do I feel like I want to bash my head into a wall?
Because it's hot.
It's hot.
It's hot.
It's hot.
Sorry, what were you guys saying?
I have no idea.
Yeah, she's got ADD. Don't expect her to hang on to a conversation.
Oh, we'll ride bikes.
All right.
What, Dad?
Nothing. Let's go on to more music. Let's do another Enticement song.
Quick, shut them off.
Yeah.
What if I want to talk to them a little
bit
longer?
I'm shutting us off because we're just rambling and it doesn't make any sense at all.
But it's funny, at least to me. Okay,
you're
more music.
Amused, though.
More music.
You know what? You're a mailbox.
You're a mailbox.
Don't, no.
Hi, Blondie.
Nope, just stop. Dad, nope, just stop.
My wife, Blondie, is in the studio. Hi, baby.
Huh?
Hi.
Is she really?
And she's the
Hi,
only
Jackie.
Person that understood the mailbox reference right now.
Yep.
And she's shaking her head.
Okay. More music.
My smile didn't give that away.
So what's the next song we're going to play, guys?
Found You. No, wait. No, are we playing
An
Memory Box?
Song.
Okay, just kidding. I lied.
What song should we play next?
It's got to be.
Well, if it's off the CD, it's got to be State of Fear.
Right, because there's only one left. Yeah. One left.
Oh.
State of Fear.
State of Fear.
Hold on, I have to turn the knob and then push the button.
Is that button?
Yeah, it's button.
Button.
Button. Don't worry, it's slow to start.
That'd be just too.
You and I. Fear, fear. illegal media complex, the PLM, which is dedicated to promoting fear in the population under the guise of safety. Western nations are fabulously safe, but people do not feel they are because of the PLM. The PLM is powerful and stable precisely because it unites so many institutions. Politicians need fears to control the population. Lawyers need dangers to litigate and make money. The media needs scare stories to capture an audience. Together they are so compelling they can go about their business even if the scare has no basis in fact at all. If it is not a right to falsely shout fire in a crowded theater, why is it a right to shout cancer in the pages of the New Yorker?
Fun with the button.
Don't touch the button. Don't touch your button.
We love that one. And
that's my button.
The one that just now doesn't work.
Oh no!
There we go.
I like that one better.
Well, just thought we'd do a little plug for our buddy Metal Mark.
Mark. He's the only one that ever calls us.
Yeah.
We like Mark.
Oh hey, maybe nobody calls because we don't give out the phone number.
Hey, if you want to call us here at the station, and so we can ridicule you on air, or vice versa, or everybody can gang up on Kaylee, then
hey.
Call 430-WSCA. It's 430-9722. What?
What?
What are you hanging me for?
Because you said if you want to gang up on Kaylee, people already do that anyways. They don't need help.
Poor Kaylee. Aww.
Shut up. I hate you. Okay. Black Knight Meditations, a heathenish foray along the shining path, oral ruminations of black death, speed, thrash, gothic, doom, power, prog, shred, and traditional metal, not broadcast via conventional / commercial airwaves. Tuesday nights, that's tonight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. For more information and playlists, go to www.blackknightmeditations.com.
That was good, but you need to learn to say Black Knight Meditations.
Yeah, no, I can't do it.
Okay.
No.
And the weather. It's hot.
Hot.
Still hot.
No, it's hot. We're supposed to have some severe.
Oh, no, wait. It got cooler. It's 99.
We dropped a half a degree. We are supposed to have some severe thunderstorms tonight. High at 93, but we are way over that. Somebody call Al Gore.
Huh?
So your thunderstorms through the night, low of 67, mostly sunny tomorrow, high of 79. Wednesday night, mostly clear, low of 62. Thursday, mostly sunny, high of 79. It's going to be nice for a few days here. Thursday night, chance of thunderstorms and low of 65. Next song we're going to play is by Memory Box. We played one of their songs last week. They're going to be our guest on the show on August 28th. That's going to be a two-hour show, and they're going to be doing some live acoustic music in the studio with us. So this is recorded live just this past weekend at the Sad Cafe, and this is, oh boy, I'm horrible with names. What's the name of the song, Kaylee?
Found You.
Found You. Thank you. Memory Box.
MySpace! Woo! This one is for my beautiful girlfriend, Katie. Oh, yeah, sorry. This one's for Nate, too. This one's, this song's called Found You. Dave Rice, ladies and gentlemen, come on. Xavier Davis on the guitar, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, and you're amazing. I can't stop thinking about you. I found you amazing. I found you.
What was that song? What was that?
That was Memory Box with Found You. They did that. They recorded that live just last weekend, and they're going to be on the show with us on August 8th. And we're in the studio with Anticement, for anybody who just happened to tune in. Both the people that just happened to tune in.
all two of them?
Yes.
Okay, you guys stalled too much, and you missed most of the show. So next time, tune in at 4.
Is that for the people who just tuned in?
That's yes. For two people. Yes. Those two.
Now, we I was just talking with these guys while music was playing that it's tough to nail them down to any genre in their music, and they say that's intentional.
That is entirely intentional. Yes, actually, it's one of these things where we didn't want to sit there and say, all right, well, we're a metal band, or we're a rock band, or we're this band. We just kind of let whatever happens. Like, we were joking about that bluegrass tune we got, too. The idea being that whatever comes out, comes out. But people are saying, all right, how do we describe you? Do we describe you as a rock band? Do we describe you as a pop band? I'm like, well, think of your MP3 player, because everybody out there listens to all kinds of music. Nobody really, there's no person who's an island who listens strictly to one particular kind. Most people have a wide variety of tastes. I know I get everything from,
unless,
like,
of course, you're a metal guy.
Right.
Well, see, I'm a metal guy, but I also listen to swings and more metal.
And metal.
And lots of Iron Maiden.
Oh, you know, he said Maiden.
Go ahead, Kaylee.
IronMaiden.com. Did you listen to that show?
I did.
To that song?
Yes. The new release.
The reincarnation of
Benjamin Breeze.
Yeah.
Yes. Brand new Iron Maiden song from their upcoming album.
In the video that
she made me watch
him
while I was at work today. It was horrible.
I hate you.
No, I'm joking here, Kaylee.
So am I.
No, you're not. You hate me.
I love you, Daddy. No, okay.
That's the kind of daughter I've got. She pages me while I'm at work and says, Dad, you got speakers on your computer? Go to ironmaiden.com. Check out the new video.
The video is excellent. No, the video sucks, but the song is good, kind of.
Yeah, the video was lame, but the song was great. Now that we've completely strayed away from Anticement, let's steer.
Hey, you said Maiden,
back.
And I got all
let's
excited.
Steered back to Anticement.
So my point being that if you go to anybody's MP3 player and you hit random, you'll hear
random
stuff
things
from everything. Oftentimes they have a button that's called shuffle. So the term we coined was the genre we are, were shuffle, because we shuffle from a metal tune to a rock tune to a bluegrass tune to a jazz tune to kind of a pop tune, whatever comes out in between. And that's
cool.
Pretty much how it goes.
We have an example of.
You gotta get up to the
mic.
We
have an example of that. If you play that, Please Don't Leave, if we have time, they'll see that dramatic difference in what you've already played.
Yeah, did we play that one today?
No, that was last
one.
Yeah,
it
was 2 weeks ago when we said it was going to be Breathe, and then it was Please Don't Leave.
Yeah, right.
I don't know if we've got that one here
button.
With us, unless you guys have it here with you.
No.
That one's at home.
Okay. We'll play it again.
That's on our MySpace, right?
Yeah, but yeah, that's definitely one that changes genre through the song.
Exactly. That's a perfect example of what Al's saying, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just, maybe it was we just didn't want to get bored, with doing one genre. And Al and I were in a cover band together for almost 2 years. And then I think we kind of started flipping out. And there's no creative release when you're stuck in a cover band. So, when we get together, I mean, Al and I listen to drastically different music types, So if we were going to be in a band together, there was no way we were going to ever settle on any kind of genre. It wasn't going to happen. So we figured, all right, we'll play anything. Anybody that comes in, they've got an idea for a speed metal tune, fine. If they got an idea for a country song, actually, we tried writing a country song.
We're working on the country song, yep.
Really?
Yeah, well, what the heck,
Sorry.
I said I do, and now I'm done.
Oh, no.
I still got to
do my soul tune.
Get her done.
The ideas are still floating around, and we're definitely going to keep that genre shuffle flowing. Jill comes in with her ideas. I come in with mine. Kent as well, and Al as well.
I just kicked Dad's mic.
Kicking the mic.
I just kicked the mic stand. I'm sorry, Daddy.
Oh.
Yeah, that makes me seem real tough, doesn't it?
She's never that nice to me anywhere but on the air.
That was so sweet, my teeth hurt.
Let's get to some more music, Kay. Play some 12-tone row.
Yeah.
The song's Outside. We'll be right back.
outside. Outside the world again, a vision from the gates. Am I looking up or down? No way to relate. Removal of my soul, removal of my face. I couldn't see it differently. I know it's all.
Tone Row with Outside. We're running a little low on time, so we're going to run through some info pretty quick here. If you've got a pen, a piece of paper, then use it, because it's going to come fast. And if it comes too fast for you, then don't worry about it. Just go to our MySpace page, and you can find in our friends every band that we've played today.
I wish I had a professor that was like that.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
gonna do my notes and write them down because I'm not repeating them.
So we played.
Wait, what's our MySpace page, Dad?
Well, let me tell you, our MySpace page is myspace.com/theunderworldradioshow. If you want to email us directly, you can do that at theunderworldradioshow@yahoo.com.
You were gonna say underwear.
I was not. Okay. Well, we've heard from. We heard Contagious from Bottoms Up. They're from Nashua, New Hampshire.
New Hampshire.
The next show is this Friday, July 21st at Johnny's in Hudson, New Hampshire. You can check out their website at bottomsupbandrocks.net.
I'll be there.
Cool. Love those guys. We had Outside by 12 Tone Row. You can go to their website at 12toneRow.com. We had Found You by Memory Box. They're going to be playing Monday, August 5th at Club Cannon in Petersboro, New Hampshire. They're also going to be on the show live for a two-hour show on August 8th. And we're going to be hearing some live music, some live acoustic music from them. We've had I'm just stuttering and stammering all over the place. We played Drive By I early in the show. They're going to be our guests next week. They've got a couple shows of note coming up. Sunday, July 23rd, they're going to be at Reflections in Chelmsford, Massachusetts. And on Saturday, July 29th, they're going to be at the Dover Brick House in Dover, New Hampshire. And you can check out their website at www.weri.com. We've played several songs, four or five songs, from Anticement, who's been in the studio with us for the whole show.
Hello.
Hey guys,
and who are you? What are you doing?
If I remember right, your website is enticementproject.com.
No, that would be the MySpace page.
MySpace.com, Enticement Project. I'm sorry. Yes.
The website's enticement.com.
Enticement.com. See, I check all this out, but I just don't remember it all. So, So we've heard from you guys, Love Like That Again, My Favorite Smell, thanks, Kay, SOS, and State of Fear. In the past, we've listened to Breathe, and we've tried to do Breathe twice. We successfully played it once.
Woo! Red button.
And we managed to... oh, boy.
Yeah, please don't leave.
Please don't leave me. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. All right, man. You're out of here. We're taking over.
Hey,
your mic's down.
Everybody can dock my pay.
Because we get paid. Nothing means. We do this just to torture you guys. Yes. That's our payment.
That was easy.
Yes, it's all
oh,
it's
he's
all
getting
so
to
easy.
Like the, he's
until
getting to
you're
like
the guy
anymore.
With the mic.
Oh.
Right, Jill? Am
it's
I
true.
Right?
It's completely true.
Yeah.
All of it. Everything you
the
said.
Second you forget what you're going to say, you lose that thread. That thread. Whew. Okay.
Line.
Like to thank all the LowellRocks.com people who are listening on the web today. It's a website that has, it's got, oh boy, how can
it's
I even say it?
It's
yeah,
much got everything.
Yeah, yeah, it's a bulletin board and search engine for just about every local band in the area. And there's a lot of good information going on there. You can hear a lot of great music. And that's a free service that Randy, Big Daddy of LowellRocks.com has been building
nice
for quite
page.
A while.
Yeah, he works hard.
Yeah, he really does. And it's I mean just the benefits and stuff that have been organized through there has, you know, done probably $20,000-$30,000 worth of work for cancer victims and stuff. But we are all out of time. We're going to finish up with one more song by since we're all out of enticement music today.
This band rocks. I am so digging this band.
Yeah,
hey,
incredible.
Thanks,
awesome.
Thanks everybody for being in today. I really appreciate you coming all this way. And I don't know what to say except thanks a lot. I really appreciate you guys coming in. I'm just going to keep on talking until you hit the button. So this is I still try. No, it's I didn't do it. I never did it. Talk to me, Kaylee.
Someone. Your mic is going down. Never did it.
It goes so much better.
I hope I'm not listening.
Here's the song.
Never did I do it, and never I never ever did it. Never did I do it, and never I never ever did it. Never did I do one, and never I never ever did it. Never did I do one, and never I never ever did it. Never did I do one, and never I never ever did it. Never did I do one, and never I never ever did it.
From Pacifica, this is Democracy Now!
The most important thing, whoever thinks about destabilizing Syria, he should know that he is going to destabilize